This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, by the way, day 8 of Edward Snowden's extended stay at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. He's apparently looking to stay in Russia for a while as well. Mr. Snowden applied for political asylum there last night. Meanwhile, Der Spiegel, the German news magazine, has published another batch of NSA documents that Snowden has admitted leaking, and they have touched a raw nerve in several European capitals, allegations that the U.S. has been bugging dozens of foreign embassies. They are none too happy about that in Berlin and Brussels, and especially Paris, where French President François Hollande says the revelations could threaten the planned multi-billion-dollar U.S.-EU free trade deal. Really? From the European desk in London Marketplace's Stephen Beard gets us going.
The anger seems genuine. Politicians across Europe appear to be hopping mad. Guy Verhofstadt is a leading member of the European Parliament. He says bugging, hacking and eavesdropping, you don't do that to your friends.
Normally you do it with the Russians, like in the past. You do it with the Chinese, you do it with the North Koreans, you name it, but not between friends.
Europe's been betrayed, said the French President François Hollande. And unless America guarantees the spying has stopped, Europe should pull out of the EU-US trade pact. Could the deal be in jeopardy? Trade attorney Jim Killick.
Well, I think there's so much positive benefit to be gained by both sides in economic terms that I'd be very surprised if the talks just stopped now.
The free trade deal could generate $600 billion a year and create more than 1 million new jobs in both the US and in Europe. Is a spy scandal really going to put that at risk?
In the big scheme of things, I don't think they should disrupt the talks.
Indeed, some question whether the European anger over Snowden's revelations is genuine. Sir Christopher Mayer is a former British ambassador.
I suspect that in Paris and in Berlin, if you dug very, very deeply to find out what their intelligence services were up to, you might come up with revelations as exciting as those as Edward Snowden has revealed to Der Spiegel.
The European anger may be for public consumption. It may be designed to wrong foot the US ahead of the trade talks, but the talks seem likely to go ahead. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.